Okay, cool. Now on back to the subject of robots. Now, orbiters on now we're talking about robots on other planets and how footballs could be the answer to how to explore them more efficiently. Now we've got brilliant orbiters that go around Mars. They give a brilliant view of the whole surface. We've even got pictures where each pixel's down to like 25 centimeters. And but sometimes you actually got to go down to the surface and have a look much closer. And last week, for example, the Phoenix lander touched down, and we'll be digging holes, and we'll find out more about that later on in the show. But it can only look in one place, and rovers like Spirit and Opportunity can travel further, but in 4 years they've only travelled a few kilometres, which isn't very far on something as big as a planet. Now, researchers from Angstrom Aerospace in Sweden may have a solution to this problem. The design involves putting the rover in what's basically a football, about 30 centimetres across. You can then put an axle across the inside of it and then put all the electronics and batteries on a sort of pendulum on the bottom. You can move this pendulum and make it move forwards. And by keep moving the pendulum forwards, it will keep rolling and rolling and rolling.
Didn't the Victorians have something similar for humans to ride around in as a joke? It was a sort of ball that you sat inside and you could wander around a bit like a hamster ball, but you sat on this seat that was the axle in the middle. So you stayed upright, but the ball moved. Not practical, but fun.
Yeah, that's basically exactly the same idea. So then, you've got this axle. You'd have to put the cameras on the end of the axle because it's the only bit on the outside which stays still.
Where would you put the solar panels? On the same sort of thing?
Their idea is to use flexible solar panels on the outside. So
it's a giant solar panel ball, if you like. Ingenious.
And because it's inflatable, it will take up much less space than equivalent rover.
Why has no one thought of this before? It sounds really, really obvious.
It's probably just difficult to do, and they're very, very conservative when building rovers. So they've built ball robots before, but not non-inflatable ones. It takes about half the space, and because it's a football, you don't really mind it bashing into things because it's a football. So they reckon it could do about 30 kilometres an hour and do about 100 kilometres on a charge, which is hugely better than robots up till now.
It's amazing. Speedy.